بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. Welcome to another dua that inshallah we shall be discussing today on the seventh day of the month of Ramadan. And we hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the ability to fast all the way through the seventh day and make use of and take benefit in the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us here on earth, all of them throughout the day and the night. The dua for the seventh day reads, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma a'inni fihi على صيامه وقيامه وجنبني فيه من حفواته وآثامه وارزقني فيه ذكرك بدوامه بتوفيقك يا هادي المضلين. The dua reads, or the translation goes, O Allah, help me. A'inni comes from the word a'un, means help. O Allah, help me in this month, on this day. Ala siyamihi wa qiyamih. On its fast and standing. Standing obviously referring to the prayers, especially the recommended prayers. In other words, the wajib prayers are those that we would have to and we need to perform on a regular basis. But what is emphasized more in this month is more qiyam. If you look at the recommended prayers, there's a larger number of recommended prayers that are encouraged for us to perform in this month during the different times of the day, of course. So Qiyam is referring to that. Now, if we compare this to one of the previous du'as that we had, and I believe it was the first du'a, where in the first du'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being asked, as the Imam teaches us, that Allahumma ja'al siyami fihi siyam as-sa'imin. We were asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about fast in that du'a as well. In that dua we were saying, God, make my fast to be like the true fast that those who are really performing the fast that you want them to perform are performing. I will be performing the fast, but make it like those who are truly fasting. This dua is similar. And if we look at that first dua, we also have a mention of qiyam, standing. Here we have mention of both of them as well. But what we're asking here is slightly different. In this dua, we're saying, God help us. It seems on the seventh day of the month of Ramadan, we're asking this help. It may be for this reason that aun and asking for help is usually when one is struggling to do something. They cannot do it themselves alone. They need help. They need support. Now everything that we do is through the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the help of Allah. But sometimes, or the usual activities that we are involved with, it seems to us, at least at first glance, that it's our own ability that's allowing us and helping us to be able to do something. Now we consider that our ability, that also comes from God. But that ability that we naturally, in a sense, have, on the seventh day of the month of Ramadan, we may feel a bit weak in continuing this, the difficulty of the fast. So we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. Also with the qiyam, with the standing, with the prayers. We've come this far, 7 days, and we've tried to keep up with the recommended prayers. We've tried to keep up with the additional worship that we're supposed to be involved in. And it's starting to become a bit difficult to continue with it. Initially, at the beginning of the month, maybe we were a bit more energetic. Now, 7 days through the month, it's becoming a little more difficult. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, extra assistance and support. The next passage says, وَجَنِّبْنِي فِيهِ. Allah, keep me away from, you keep me away from. Away from what? مِنْ حَفَوَاتِهِ وَآثَامِهِ. حَفَوَات is the plural of حَفْوَة, which means slip. The main thing to try to be careful of in this month is stay away from sins. Avoid sins. Sometimes when we commit something which is haram, it can be referred to as a slip. In other words, everything happened very quickly, I wasn't paying too much of attention. Yes, I know it was a sin, but it happened very quickly, the temptation came and the opportunity was there. It was difficult to abide by God's rule. And it happened, as I said, very quickly. For example, one may be in a situation where somebody's asking to shake their hands of the opposite gender, and they know they're supposed to avoid it, but everything happens so quickly, they're shocked how they did extend their hands and actually they shook their hands. It was a very short moment that they committed that sin. Other sins can be similar. Sometimes it can be referred to as a slip. So we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us with even the slip of our guard. We put our guards down for a second, for a minute, and it causes us to slip. Those sins are easier a bit to deal with and to seek forgiveness. But it also tells us to, or the dua, the imam tells us, وَجَنِّبْنِي فِيهِ مِنْ not only حَفَوَاتِهِ, it says وَآثَامِ. Ithm is the darkness, or the effect of sin, the effect of the action, which brings darkness to the heart. It's like an illness that has come to the heart. It's a serious effect that it's going to have on the heart. When somebody knowingly, willingly thinks about it, ponders upon it, the thought comes to them, they try to push it away, but then eventually they convince themselves, they go commit a sin, especially the greater sins. Now that is going to have the effect of ithm. We are vulnerable to both. We're vulnerable to commit sins in a way where it's a slip in a moment in time that we commit that, but sometimes, God forbid, we commit greater sins knowingly and willingly. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us avoid those sins, which, as we said before in these explanations of the du'as, that the greatest thing we can accomplish, if we really try, and we can accomplish it, is to end up at the end of the month of Ramadan in a state of our spiritual purification that we're able to completely avoid sin and not to commit any sin. We can do that. Here we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance again. Now, these concepts are sometimes recurring. The other du'as had this as well. The repetition, constantly asking. You may read this du'a only once on the seventh day, but the feeling of need to receive help and support from God to be able to avoid sins is constant. We need it every minute. Whenever we're conscious of a moment that temptation is taking us over, at that moment especially we should be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us. We should help, ask for help at that time, at that moment, inshallah. So this is a concept that we will be seeing in many of the du'as there is constant remembrance of this idea that we need help, and we do ask for help, as mentioned before. Now, one concept here that we have, which is a bit newer than some of the other concepts we had in this dua, is that the dua tells us to say, وَارْزُقْنِي فِيهِ ذِكْرَكَ بِدَوَامِ. O Allah, give me this blessing as sustenance. Now, we mentioned before in one of the previous du'as, sustenance is something that God provides, whether it's material or spiritual. It comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is sustenance? Whatever is needed by us in order to sustain us physically, mentally, psychologically, spiritually, whatever it is. So we're asking for a very special sustenance. What is this that we need to sustain ourselves and to be able to progress? We say, وَرْزُقْنِ فِي ذِكَرَكْ, remembrance of Allah subhanahu. There's a couple of references in the Holy Quran about this, the importance of it. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, whoever, من أعرض عن ذكري, avoids the remembrance of God, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, they're not going to have an enjoyable life in this world or in the hereafter. A life that one really is going to enjoy in this world and the hereafter is when it has a dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu. Another reference, or the second reference, is the verse that says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, the heart is only going to reach tranquility, calmness, with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These days, a lot of us are dealing with circumstances and situations where we're looking for a state of mind that we can say we're at peace. We want to have peace of mind. Now, if we're a bit younger, we're still busy with games and with fun activities, and we haven't really started on a life that is filled with responsibilities, difficulties, challenges. One's mind is busy on so many different things, and they're constantly worried, and these worries cause one not to be able to even have sleep. People have to take pills to sleep well. These thoughts, these worries, don't leave them alone. The only way to be relieved of that and have peace of mind, even if one is struggling with their finances, with everything in this material world, they will still have peace of mind. What is going to bring that is dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is remembrance of Allah? It has many different stages. In some of the ahadith, one remembrance is remembering God before we do an action, before we say something, before we buy something, before we start a job, before we get married, before anything we do, even if it's a very small thing that we're going to be doing. Remembering God, does God allow this? Does He not allow it? Before telling myself that I'm not going to go out and do something, people call me up and say, can you come and join and help in this cause or in the other? Or the time for prayer comes, or the time for something else comes, and I decide, oh, I'm just going to relax, I'm not going to go and do that. I should remember God at this point. Am I responsible to do something at this time or not? If I have a responsibility, I need to cater to it. That is one remembrance. The other remembrance is remembering God Himself with the words that He's taught us by reflecting upon Him. On La ilaha illallah, for example. On Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. These are adhkar that we have. And other adhkar as well. These are sentences or words that are used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they have a lot of meaning. True remembrance is not to just say them, but to be in constant memory of them. In other words, it's in one's mind. If they say it, they are actually remembering it in their mind. They're focusing on that concept. They are observing it mentally and spiritually. When they say La ilaha illallah, there is no God but God. There is nothing that can be effective in this world in any way other than God. God is the only one that has any effect. And if there's anything that has any effect and is being effective in any way, it's because God has given them that effectiveness. That's a very brief and short explanation of La ilaha illallah. One should be observing that, seeing it when they say it. Mentally at least, conceptually at least. If not actually observing it in everything that's around them, every step they take, every word they say. Seeing that as an example and as a manifestation of La ilaha illallah. So dhikr, there are different degrees of it, different forms of it, in a sense. That's one thing that we're having here. Urzuqni fihi dhikrak. But there's something else that we have here. It says bidawami, with its longevity. In other words, it needs to be continuous with its continuity. The continuation is important. Sometimes we go days without remembering God seriously. Even we pray, the essence of prayer is remembrance. أقم الصلاة لذكري. For my remembrance, uphold prayer. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر. Prayer has a few effects. The most important of them is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although I pray, but I don't really remember God. If I do, it's very minimal. Very superficial. It's only words. It's only that moment that, okay, I have to pray. But in that prayer, my mind is all over the place. This is not good for us. It is not constructive to be like that. There needs to be constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it needs to move towards becoming constant in the real sense of the word. Meaning that usually when we say constant remembrance, okay, there's prayer, there's dhikr, that's what we mean. No, what we mean by constant in the real sense of the word is that even if one is engaged in business, in their work, they're speaking to someone else, at that moment they are in the remembrance of God. They don't do, say, think of anything outside of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Quran tells us about the Ahlul Bayt, and it's not only about the Ahlul Bayt. People can become like that. It says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The most glamorous part of this material life, which is business, when we are involved in transaction, when we are going and shopping, looking at the glamorous items in the stores and department stores and supermarkets and so on, and wanting to buy different things, it says that the real believers, led by the Ahlul Bayt, this transaction, engagement in trade, in business, in shopping, does not cause them to move away from and get busy with other things and not be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to move towards that, and that's what we're asking here. We're asking Allah, oh Allah, give me this blessing, this sustenance, a dhikr that is bidawame, with the continuity that it should have. And lastly, we're saying we ask all of these things bitawfiqik, with your tawfiq. Tawfiq comes from the word, or one of the derivatives of the root of it at least, is muwaffaq, someone who is able to do something. giving ability. Tawfiq is, or when we say bitawfiqik, referring to God, we're saying that He is the one that can provide us with the opportunity to do it. If we pay attention, we will realize that sometimes we make the intention to do something and we really want to do it, but different things come in the way and they don't allow us to do it. Sometimes something all of a sudden happens and we completely forget about doing that great act of worship, whatever it may be. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give us the opportunity to do good deeds, we will not be able to do any good deeds. You want to wake up in the morning, perform Ziyarat Ashura every day. The first morning, you sleep through it, you wake up at Dhuhr, you hate yourself, but then next day, you don't continue with it. If tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't there, we're not going to be able to do it. Of course, the tawfiq of Allah is not given haphazardly. It's not given without reason. Try to do something good when you're conscious of that moment when you were going to do something good. If you do go ahead and carry it out, God will give you the opportunity to do the next good thing, and the next one, and the next one. But when He provides you with the opportunity, you don't take it, He's gonna stop providing you with the opportunity. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here that He provides us. We're asking, even though I have, God, You've given me the opportunity and I haven't taken the opportunity, I haven't taken advantage of it, I'm asking Allah, give me the opportunity again for these things, for siyam, for the qiyam, for avoiding sins, for dhikr, constant remembrance of Allah, bitawfiqik. But bitawfiq of who, when we want to address God, the attribute that is used here is this, Ya Hadiyal Mudhillin. Ya Hadiyal Mudhillin. It's interesting that this is used. The only reason why it's used, let me give a rough translation of it. Hadi means guider or the guide. Al Mudhillin are those who are lost. When we're saying Ya Hadiyal Mudhillin, we can only say that if we consider ourselves Mudhillin, lost. We have to come to the realization that we are lost, we are in dire need of divine help and support. We are truly lost, we don't know where to go, we don't know what to do, what to say, what to avoid, what not to avoid. We need His guidance. Ya Hadi al-Mudhillin. These attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are mentioned are attributes to really reflect upon, repeat. In your lonely times, just repeat that a few times, Ya Hadi al-Mudhillin, and start feeling how you're really lost. We're really lost and we're in need of His guidance. We ask Him by the right of the Mahdi, the guide that He has provided for us, that He guides us to the right path and He keeps us on that, and we progress until we come to be of His muqarrabin, inshallah. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.